From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey's prime minister said Friday that Uzbekistan's president, Islam Karimov, has died. However, the Uzbek government said the leader is only critically ill. Political observers such as James Nixey, head of an international affairs think tank, says the succession from Karimov could be challenging.
The next few days are going to be beset with uncertainty. If there is no arranged succession system, then there is in the background, it follows, a great deal of squabbling, infighting, and that makes it sound somewhat childlike. What I really mean is that there is a fight for power. And that could result in people ending up in jail. It could potentially result in unrest. Uzbekistan has a history of violence.
The Associated Press reports that a top Kyrgyz diplomat and an Afghan government official say that the leaders of their countries have been invited to a funeral for Karimov on Saturday. A suicide bomber attacked a court complex in northwest Pakistan Friday, killing at least 12 people, including police and lawyers, and wounding dozens more. The bombing occurred hours after Pakistani troops killed four suicide bombers before they could detonate their devices in a Christian neighborhood in the provincial capital of Peshawar. The attack prompted authorities to step up security around churches throughout Pakistan. It's unclear who is behind the attacks, although a breakaway faction of the Pakistan Taliban is claiming some involvement. U.S. President Barack Obama is heading to the G20 summit in China. VOA's Beijing bureau chief Bill Ide says climate change issues are expected to be on the agenda.
One of the things that we're hearing, one of the announcements that could come out is something related to climate change that both would commit.